AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Al-Qaeda has confirmed that Nasser al-Wuhashi, its number two figure and leader of its powerful Yemeni affiliate, has been killed in a U.S. strike. In a video statement, the group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula confirmed the death and said his deputy, Qasim al-Rimi, has been named its new leader. Earlier Monday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Yemen faces a critical humanitarian crisis.
80% of population is now in need of humanitarian assistance. We don't have a moment to lose. In Yemen's case, the ticking clock is not a timepiece, it's a time bomb.
But can the United Nations help? A report from a high-level commission says the UN and other global institutions aren't equipped to tackle today's global challenges, ranging from massive violence in fragile states to runaway climate change and global economic shocks. The eastern half of Texas is preparing for flooding as Tropical Storm Bill approaches the Texas Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center predicts the storm will make landfall Tuesday morning, somewhere between Baffin Bay and High Island, just up the coast from Galveston. Hurricane specialist Michael Brennan is tracking Bill.
It's centered about 160 miles east-southeast of Port O'Connor, Texas. Bill has maximum winds of about 50 miles per hour and moving off toward the northwest at 12 miles per hour.
Forecasters say parts of North Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma could get up to 9 inches of rain over the next 5 days. A storm sweeping across northern Illinois prompted a tornado warning and forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights at Chicago's airports. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin D'Onofrio.
Thunderstorms were training over into the west of the airport. In addition, we had multiple reports of flash flooding.
This is AP Radio News. Well, there is celebrating in Chicago. The Blackhawks have another Stanley Cup championship after beating Tampa Bay in Game 6.
The Chicago Blackhawks not only won their sixth Stanley Cup with a 2-0 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning, they won their third since 2010 and their first on home ice since 1938. Conn Smythe MVP trophy winner Duncan Keith broke the scoreless tie at 17-13 of the second period. Patrick Kane put the icing on the cake with 5:14 to play. Corey Crawford stopped all 25 Lightning shots for the shutout. Les Grobstein, Chicago.
The death toll continues to mount in South Korea's MERS outbreak. It's now at 19, but schools there are reopening. Charitable giving in the United States has surpassed pre-recession levels for the first time in 7 years. Americans gave $358 billion to charity in 2014, about $47 billion more than they gave in 2007. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.